Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. So far in Wisconsin's Senate race, the Koch brothers have spent more than $5 million, and groups funded by the owner of the Uline Corporation have spent more than $4 million to defeat Senator Tammy Baldwin. After years of complaints from Walker's Point residents about foul odors in the neighborhood, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District says they will now repair a filter system at the treatment plant that has been out of commission for over 15 years. And Republican Representative Adam Jarko said he was embarrassed by the Capitol Police because they didn't file charges against a man who criticized him in a message on Twitter. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The apartment building in Beaver Dam that was damaged by an explosion a week ago will be intentionally burned down on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, on the one-month anniversary of the Florida school shooting, students, teachers, school administrators, parents, and allies all across the nation will take part in the National School Walkout to protest the lack of action by Congress on gun violence. The walkout begins at 10 a.m. and will last for 17 minutes. Wisconsin's Supreme Court election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. Make sure you are registered and make sure you know the location of your polling place. And the Bucks go down to Memphis tonight to take on the Grizzlies. Okay, here's number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. So far in Wisconsin's Senate race, the Koch brothers have spent more than $5 million, and groups funded by the owner of the Uline Corporation have spent more than $4 million to defeat Senator Tammy Baldwin. After years of complaints from Walker's Point residents about foul odors in the neighborhood, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District says they will now repair a filter system at the treatment plant that has been out of commission for over 15 years. And this Wednesday, on the one-month anniversary of the Florida school shooting, students, teachers, school administrators, parents, and allies all across the nation will take part in the National School Walkout to protest the lack of action by Congress on gun violence. The walkout begins at 10 a.m. and will last for 17 minutes. Okay, and here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. So far, in Wisconsin's Senate race, the Koch brothers have spent more than $5 million, and groups funded by the owner of the Uline Corporation have spent more than $4 million to defeat Senator Tammy Baldwin. Republican Representative Adam Jarko said he was embarrassed by the Capitol Police because they didn't file charges against a man who criticized him in a message on Twitter. The apartment building in Beaver Dam that was damaged by an explosion a week ago will be intentionally burned down on Wednesday. Wisconsin's Supreme Court election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. Make sure you are registered and make sure you know the location of your polling place. And the Bucks go down to Memphis tonight to take on the Grizzlies. And here's the weather forecast. Outside today, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Partly sunny tomorrow, but cool with highs only in the low 30s. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny. Should be a nice day with highs in the low 40s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.